You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Greetings! Oh, what a time to be alive. You know what I mean?
Hey.
I am here alone.
Hey, Peggy, I'm here. We're not in the same room, but
Ellen
I'm
is still here. Even in a quarantine, even in a pandemic, she prevails. She is, you know, death, taxes, cockroaches, and Ellen Marie Marsh. They will still be here at the end of a pandemic. Okay. Oh my gosh. Things that don't leave. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And, well, Ellen.
I'm gonna choose to take that as a compliment. That's gonna be my.
You should. You should. Yeah. You are just resilient. You're like that. This is my fight song as a human.
Okay.
You're the human embodiment of that dumbass song that everybody was playing 2 years ago. Okay. So we're in quarantine, and you're probably not even following the rules because rules don't apply to you. But I, for one, am not touching anything because I don't trust anyone.
No, everyone's I'm following filthy. The rules. I pretty much just leave my house when I need to go grocery shopping and wear gloves and wear a mask. I stay. No, we're you know, I have a daughter, Peggy. We really, really.
Children are filthy. Did you know that? Children cannot be trusted. You tell them to wash their hands and they do whatever they want. You know, they pick their noses, they put their hands God knows where, and then they touch you. You know what I mean? Okay. Children are just disgusting.
Yeah. Okay. Peggy, what are you doing to stay safe in this quarantine?
Well, I haven't left my house once. I don't even go get groceries.
Oh, what are you? What are
you I get delivery. Instacart?
You get delivery. Wow. Mm-hmm, wow.
Fresh Direct.
Look at your privilege. That's pretty.
Well, it's the same thing as going to the store.
Well, no, you pay extra fees and things like that.
No,
so
you
I
don't.
Actually
free delivery.
It's free.
Have you ever heard of Amazon Prime? Get with the program.
Oh,
you know what
okay.
I mean.
All right. What are
yeah,
you doing?
Yeah, I do that, but I really only eat a few things. Like I'm a creature of habit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that makes a disciplined mind. Mm-hmm. You know, like Steve Jobs, that's kind of me. I wear the same thing every day. I eat the same thing because it keeps my mind sharp.
So you're equating yourself to one of the most successful men in history is what you're
Your
saying.
Words, not mine. But, you know, I'm really sad. I've been just really, really depressed about this Broadway shutdown.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. You know, I am too, Peggy. That's so generous of spirit of you. Thank
Very
you.
Very selfish of these actors to not go back to work. They're ruining my summer.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It's very selfish. I mean, who is deciding this? The producers
guild
is just sitting on their butts. They're just raising all the premiums and actors are struggling enough. Who's going to decide to go back? You know what I mean?
Well, it's not the actors, Peggy. It's definitely actors want to go back to work. Everyone
they
wants
do.
To.
Everyone yeah. knows actors are lazy though and kind of not too smart. So I don't know who's bamboozling them. You know what I mean?
That's honestly like I have to put my foot down. That's actually wildly unfair because
then who's
I'm
deciding this.
I think Well, I mean, Cuomo, like our governor. I mean, we have
I
to.
I love Cuomo. Could never be Cuomo. Oh, what no, a dreamboat. I would take either one of those Cuomo brothers in a heartbeat. Bend one over each knee.
Okay, Peg. Yeah. Okay. No, it's
Don't say
not...
you wouldn't as well. We could fight over him.
Okay. I mean, all right.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
It's all we have. It's all we have are these Cuomo briefings. It's all we have in life.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm
both...
just.
They're both
it's like
married.
A it's like a lifeboat
with kids.
You know what I mean? I'm just like on a little
so,
inner tube and I'm just dreaming
really.
About Cuomo. And
well,
I'm dreaming.
Actually. I mean,
you know
are,
what I mean?
Our leaders and they're not sex objects, but
well,
okay.
Thank goodness we have Cuomo. That's all I can say. But
well,
anyways,
I do just want to say, Peggy, it's yeah. definitely not the actors. I mean, the Broadway League made that decision, but they made the decision for the safety of the patrons and the actors. Uh-huh. It was a really, really hard decision to make, and I don't think it was, you know, anybody trying to hurt anyone. We want
yeah.
Broadway to come. We want Broadway.
I do too. Okay. I really want Broadway to come back. I miss it. Yeah, I don't miss all the shows. Maybe this will weed out the shitty ones, but, you know, I don't want anybody to be out of work. You know, I just want all the bad shows to close and I just want some new fresh meat to come through and maybe just like a delightful revival with some tapping and maybe something new and fresh instead of all these jukebox, you know.
All right, so maybe Broadway can come back even better than ever when it
yes.
comes back.
Oh, that would be my dream.
You know, everyone will be missing live theater and missing that, you know, connection to each other. So it'll be better than ever.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
This sounds like something, I think Betsy Wolf's publicist paid for this shutdown because, oh, perfectly timed for when she's out of maternity leave. Okay. Interesting.
Well, the shutdown has nothing to do with Betsy Wolf. I mean, she is having a baby, but it doesn't have anything to
do with her. Has more jobs than deserved as it is. So, but then she's going to come back from the pandemic and they're all going to be waiting there for her. You know what I mean?
Okay.
This actually would have been a perfect time for all actresses to get pregnant.
Sure.
During the shutdown.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to miss any work.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong there, actually. Yeah. But I don't think anyone like planned that. I think anyone, you know, who was thinking of maybe starting a family, that would be a really, really a great time.
Oh, God. So diplomatic. Blah, blah. Ellen.
Okay.
Ellen, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What are you doing during quarantine?
Thank you for asking, actually. Well, we're doing this. We're doing
getting stories.
With it. Sorry?
You're trolling people on your Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's your main job.
I'm not a troll. I teach. Okay. I teach voice and acting.
That's hilarious. Oh, that's so cute. People pay you? Mostly I see free.
Why?
Free class.
No.
Did you train? What are you teaching someone to do?
I teach them how to sing and how to interpret a song. What?
That's interesting. Do you just say, this is forte, here's triple forte, and then the lesson's over?
No.
Those are your two best skills, forte and triple forte.
Okay. Wow. I also wrote and directed and shot a TV show that is takes place entirely on Zoom. It's called The Gallery View. Yeah.
Interesting. How they have sometimes people crash those, like a dick pic, but it's on Zoom?
Right. Yeah.
You want to crash your Zoom?
It's, no.
Is that one of the plot points? Because that's actually happened.
It's
Zoom crashers.
I don't think that happens anymore, but it's about a failing toilet paper company. Brandon Uranowitz is in it, former guest. Izzy McCall is in it.
That sounds like your career.
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't really seem like you're actually really interested in what I'm doing for quarantine. So this was probably a bad idea to have a little check-in. Sorry?
Are you doing any cooking?
I'm not actually a big cook, but I don't feign interest in my life, Peggy.
What do you eat? You just warm up some pizza bagels and call it a day?
Okay. Ellen, how do we turn this thing off?
Ellen,
bye, Peggy. Thank you.
I was just going to tell them about your robes.
Okay.
She's got three robes.
Okay, I'm done.
One's a morning robe, one's a day robe, one's an evening robe. That sums up quarantine.
Okay, we can turn this off
now. I, for one, put on clothes at least every day. You got to do that. You got to have some self-respect, you know, Ellen. Why don't you talk to some people about getting a robe endorsement? I hope Broadway comes back soon. This has been really lovely chatting.
Someone turn her microphone off.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SuffsMusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.